You've got, call it to order. We do have a quorum from the looks of it. Review of the agenda. Okay. You want to give us October minutes?
Let me get everybody's name here now that we're here.
Everybody can have a copy of it if you want to go ahead.
Okay. And there'll be a couple of questions, but we'll fill in corrections. We'll do those later. Minutes for the October 28, 2020 Town of Amboy Planning Board meeting. This evening's public hearing and planning board meeting was also streamed on internet via Zoom with the help of Tug Hill Commission. The hearing and the meeting may be viewed at, and then you said at the our website, right?
Right.
Yes.
Yep. 7:05, open the public hearing to receive comments on the draft comprehensive plan prepared by the Amboy Town Board with the help from planners at the Tug Hill Commission. The public hearing was closed. Then it says, I didn't do any notes of the hearing. Like, I don't know if I need to, but you know, what people said or didn't say or anything. So then it just, I turn into the public hearing was closed at a certain time. And then when there was no more comments or discussion from the floor. So that was those times I knew we began at 7:05 and the only other number I had was 7:50. So so then it says, and then I had put down like 7:51. The regular planning board meeting was called to order at 7:51. Quorum was present. And then I mentioned everybody else that was there, like Kathy and Larry and Dick. And then it says, review and approve September 2020 minutes. Myrna made a motion and Dave seconded, all in favor. And then for old business, I put down there was a brief discussion about the hearing and the next steps to do with the comprehensive plan. And then for new business, I said, Tim will take the lead on submitting the draft plan to the Oswego County Planning Office for their review. And then adjournment, again, I wasn't sure exactly when we adjourned. Myrna made a motion during the meeting. Meeting was adjourned at.
Yeah. That sounds good. Any additions or corrections?
Do we know how long our meeting lasted? About 15 minutes or so?
Probably not more than that.
That was the October 28th. Let me look and see if I've got a note of that, because sometimes I note when the meeting is over. So let me take a quick
look. Again, football.
October
28th.
Yep, I'm skimming through now. I've got it as adjourned at, I got it adjourned at 9:26.
Okay, so the 7:50 must be wrong. 9:26?
21:56. Yep.
Do you have when the hearing ended, or?
I have when the. I'm sorry, that's wrong. I'm looking at the next meeting down.
I was going to say, I think I was home by 9:20.
Planning board meeting ended at 8:20. The 9:56 was the next meeting I went to after that. That was the West Monroe Planning Board. You.
I'm going to say, how about 8:30, or
yeah, 8. I got 8:20. So.
Okay. Right. Sounds good.
Any more additions or corrections? Hello?
No, I don't think so.
Just hoping I'm audited.
Making a motion to accept it?
Yeah, I'll make a motion.
Second?
Second.
Okay, so moved. All right. I don't know if we can move into the agenda itself. And she has her old business. Where are we with the comprehensive plan update, public hearings, county planning, department comments, final draft. As you should know, everyone received the letter that I received from Oswego County. After everything
nice.
Was all, pardon me.
That was nice. Yeah. Their comment.
Oh yeah, they had some nice comments, and as soon as I received it from Matt, I immediately sent it through. I had to, I think there was a form 295 or something like that. I had to make out and send that, so that it wasn't no big deal. But they had it and they looked at it and they said everything was copacetic. So we moved on from there. Now from that, I let Matt Jensen know, and I also let Kathy know. And there's a couple of emails that went back and forth between Kathy, Matt, and I that I didn't. I usually forward everything to you, but there was so much going on here that I didn't. But anyway, everything's all set. And last Monday, I called Kathy, and because we've got my mother-in-law living here, I'm doing as little meetings as I can, mostly by Zoom, and I wouldn't be at the meeting. She said, I was just going to call you and let you know that there was only probably three people that attended. It was going to be very short. Did you go to that, Paul?
I did, because they asked me to conduct that meeting via Zoom, and I went up there to set up the room like I did when the planning board had its comprehensive plan public hearing, where I set up that table and I set up a laptop where it could view the town board and the town board could be heard. So yeah, I conducted the session from the municipal building, although that wouldn't be necessary let me put it this way. They're planning on doing their meeting via Zoom in January. They already pre-planned that. And if each of the individual participants was on their own device responding from home, I could Zoom the session from home. I did it from the municipal building that night because they were all going to be there, but that may not be the case in January.
Oh, that'd be fine. I mean, as long as it's okay with Kathy. You know,
that's really pretty much up to Kathy and the board. Whichever way they want to steer that, I'm happy to support them.
Yeah. Well, maybe you could fill me in a little bit more, Paul, than exactly what went on. Kathy came to kind of give me an oversight of what.
I was there too.
Well, were you there too?
Yeah.
Okay, David. Yeah. Being on the board, why don't you explain exactly what happened?
One of the main reasons that they wanted to go ahead with the meeting, I guess, was they had to approve the contract with the fire company, I guess. So that was the first thing on their agenda. And then I believe she said the issue with the comprehensive plan was going to be dealt with in January, I believe, at the January meeting. I believe they have to hold another public hearing, don't they? On that,
I was to understand that they set it for prior to the meeting. Am I right, Paul? Or
yeah, the town board has to have a public hearing of their own. The one by the planning board is mainly to introduce it to the public and get ideas from the public on what the reaction is and how well it works, and iron out the wrinkles before it's formally presented to the town board for public hearing and approval adoption.
So basically we've done that already with our public hearing and sent it off to the county. So I guess everything's pretty well set. I haven't talked to Matt since then, but I'm assuming everything is all set for them to approve. And then also, and correct me if I'm wrong, that we're going to have in that public hearing concerning the zoning, the ZBA and zoning changes.
That did come up. I don't remember how it was that they left that.
David, do you remember?
I don't remember hearing too much about that. No.
Yeah, it came up, I'm pretty sure, at least in passing.
Okay. Well, that isn't necessarily imminent, but the obviously the comprehensive plan to get that all wrapped up. We'd like to do that before we officially move on to other things. But other than that, what else did you have there, Alex?
You said about the zoning, so that might not take place.
I'll have to call Kathy for sure. I was hoping that she'd join us this evening, but apparently she isn't available. So to clarify that, but what you know what happens when you assume, but I'm assuming that they were going to kill two birds with one stone on the next board meeting. But if not, then they can continue on. And I know Alex and I had conversation, and I don't know if I had known or shared it with everybody the last meeting, but Alex obviously didn't want to serve on the Zoning Board of Appeals. So I went and I asked Bruce Walters if he'd like to serve on that. And being that it doesn't meet every month and only when necessary, he said he would be more than happy to be involved in that. And it kind of takes care of Alex.
Does he have to get appointed? Is that I forget.
No, we all have to be appointed.
Oh.
I mean, this is something new. So, I mean,
actually, I can put in the minutes that he is.
The only ones that have to be appointed are myself, Dave, and then Bruce, because Tommy and Myrna and Jim are already on it. So that's the way that would work. And right. While we're on the subject, conversation earlier that Alex and I had was basically she's would like to diminish her capacity on the, is that a good way
to put it? Out.
on the planning board. And I said, if you just hold off until after the first year. And
yeah,
once we get,
I just sort of want to ease out and cause I'm obviously, well, not obviously, but I feel burnt out. So as far as that goes, so trying to concentrate on some other things. So,
well, that'll give us time.
It's only been like 20 years or something, yeah. I think.
Well, I guess you're the godmother of the planning board. I think you were on officially the first one. And we've been taking your guidance and suggestions right along. We really appreciated everything you've been doing. Although I'll elaborate more on that when it comes time for you to say bye-bye. Okay.
But I would like to have all the, because I've collected quite a library through the 18 years, I guess it is. So I wanted to kind of make sure that a box of some sort went to the town hall or that the planning people knew, you know, any CD, you know, any discs or if anybody could ever use them anymore or anything that, you know, I collected and stuff.
Well, I'm sure when it comes time, you can turn that over to Mary Ann.
Yeah.
She with that at that time cataloged or whatever she does right. With that information because you
Brandy just moved. Brandy just moved into town, but I know she's really busy.
Who?
You know, Bot Lemans.
Yeah.
Yep, Brandy Wheeler.
Oh yeah, Brandy. Yep. Oh yeah. Okay. Suggestion? Is that a suggestion there?
So maybe I'll just sort of work on her a little bit.
Okay.
Might take a couple months.
She would be a great person. Does everybody know Brandy Wheeler?
I do not.
No.
Go ahead.
Currently, she's the manager of M&T Bank in Camden. And she's been there for quite a few years. And she has just, along with her partner, bought at Bannock. They bought Barry Lehman's farm.
I heard that.
Yeah.
And they already have 7 or 8 cows. Not my fault.
Yeah.
I brought her calving chains yesterday because I figured I looked at a few of them and thought they might be ready soon.
She's a great gal and very knowledgeable and she's been up the lake for quite a few years up here and I've known her through the business and personally for the past 20 years, I guess.
They have a camp on Panther Lake too.
Yeah.
For their family. You know, it's actually Ken Spoon's daughter, and he has a place on.
You're related to her by marriage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my husband's niece.
So anyway, that's.
You sort of keep it in the family.
Yeah. It's food for thought, and you know, so it's just like pulling teeth to try to get anybody to serve. So yeah, I think between you and I, Alex, maybe we could. Bite down on that a little
bit. Yeah, tell her to get rid of the cows and then she'll have time.
Yeah, right.
That's a good idea.
She could walk to the meetings.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, she could.
But anyway, we'll and of course what we're going to have to do is we're going to have to advertise when it comes time for Alex to step down. Prior to that, you know, maybe January, February, start advertising for somebody, and we have to open it up. So, but if it's as successful as it has been for the past 10 years that I've been involved, we're going to have to look to Brandy to make sure that, or if anybody has any ideas who would like to serve on it. You know, I was pretty happy that Bruce, you know, I told him the circumstances about it, about the ZBA, and he says, well, as long as we don't have to meet every month, he says, I would be interested and keep on serving. So that was good anyway. So at least we get that position filled. Other than that, you're talking about dates here now for this next year.
I think I got them right, but it could. Alex? Paul always does them correctly, but I think those are right. But we have to discuss November.
Can I get that phone, please? Jim, you answer, will you?
For November, I would suggest doing it the week before. It would be the 17th. Just so it's not the day before Thanksgiving. Right. I think that may fit for more people's schedules that way. But if everyone wants to do it that week, I just probably won't be able to attend it. So,
well, we usually put the week before, and then we usually end up canceling it. But but so at least we'll have a date.
Well, are those the language?
You've got a date and you've advertised it. If you don't use it, that's no problem. But it saves you having to do an extra notification if you decide you want to have one.
Well, Tommy, you pick the November. We'll go with it.
Okay. I would do the 17th instead of the 24th, personally. But
all those in favor?
Yeah, that's fine with me.
All right.
Well, hey, Paul, is she taking over your job here, getting all these dates?
Oh, if she wants to, that's fine. But I do have.
No, I told them to check them.
Yeah, I've got it on the computer, and I can plug all those dates in, and I can send it on to Alex.
Well, at least we get that out of the way.
And
anyway,
you can post and distribute it to the media, and I'll get it up on the website.
I just figured it could be in the minutes.
Oh yeah, that's good. Always good to make it official.
I guess we're going to probably should plan on a Zoom for the 27th, considering things are still the way they are. It might be a good idea. I don't know what anybody thinks about Zoom meetings, but I think they're great. I think we can. It's always nice to be, you know, sitting across from somebody. But boy, as an alternative, this is a way to go. You know, at least we had that opportunity to still meet and discuss.
Yes, I agree, and I think planning to do the Zoom meeting for next month will be probably wise, just because I don't see things changing that much. No. In the
not
next
dramatically
month.
By
yeah, and then you don't have to worry about a weather issue either. If
that's true too.
Oh yeah, I was thinking of that. I was like, well, we don't have a weather excuse.
Weather in January.
Yeah. Oh well.
Worry about it out here.
But if not for COVID, it might be a weather situation for February too. So as long as we know this is successful and we can all talk together, I think it's a good idea.
Yeah. Well, I can add, if you want to pre-plan that, I can add that to the calendar, that January and February meetings will be via Zoom. And I can go ahead and get the January meeting set up, so you've got all the links and meeting information that will be up on the website.
I got a question for you, though, Paul.
Sure.
Now, were you able to see that in back of you and film that so you could have a background or what?
Oh, the aurora? Yeah, no, that's one of the standard ones that Zoom offers. If you activate the virtual background, that's one of the stock virtual backgrounds.
So we could be wherever we want to be.
Yeah, I can.
But you don't have to go to Canada to get that, huh?
Yeah. Hold on a second here, because I can do a different one, I think.
Hey, David, Where's your wife? I haven't seen her running back and forth.
Oh, she's in the other room. A couple of my grandkids have been staying this week, and she's trying to keep them out of my hair for a while.
That's great.
That's a big
deal. Do you like this format?
Yeah. Yeah, I do. Seeing, I'm not going to be – we're leaving the last week of January, and I won't be back till April, so.
Ooh.
Now, would you be available to do this?
I might be. It depends on how good the Wi-Fi is where we're staying.
Yeah.
Keep in mind, there is another option, too, and I advertise that on the website. If you don't have good Wi-Fi, but you do have a phone line, you can dial in and participate via audio. Now, you don't, obviously, with the phone, you don't get the picture of what's going on. But
right.
you can actually dial in, punch in a code number, and we'd all hear you.
Yeah, I will have cell phone. So.
Yeah. Now, it helps that for me if in advance you can let me know what your phone number is. So when I see you coming into the meeting, I know it's you and not just some strange disrupting person from Albuquerque or something.
Yeah.
We've had a couple of those over time.
When I had really poor, I didn't have files last time I did a Zoom meeting, and it actually wasn't too bad. I mean, I had to start early to get on because it took a while, but once I was on, it wasn't too weird, you know, so you might find it works out okay.
What did we do for last time when you came up? What were we doing? That was a meeting. I think that was a webinar I think we went to.
But I had another, I went to the, we had our Tug Hill auction.
Yeah.
And stuff up Tug Hill Tomorrow Land Trust auction. The annual meeting had to be, or annual dinner had to be a Zoom. So we did a cocktail hour, which was sort of awkward, but we did it. I mean, we had like different rooms because there was too many people to, I guess, all drink at once. I don't know. So we did.
Look at it. It's down south now.
Hey, where's your Speedo there, Paul?
Oh, there you go.
I don't know. Anyway, back to the meeting. We are going to have our organizational meeting, so-called, in January 27th, to a point.
That's why I wanted to, you know, let you know what was going on, but I can still obviously be secretary and help somebody ease into it when that time comes, so.
AKA Brandy.
Yep. We'll work on it.
Paul, what's coming down from Tug Hill right at this particular time?
Well, at this time, we are working on our training program for the first quarter of 2021, rather. We've recently worked it out so that when we've offered some of these training programs for planning boards, zoning boards, or town boards, we had pre-registration, and if you attended the live session, you could get a certificate for it. Well, we've added the ability to do that when you view the session after the fact via our YouTube channel. So you can, I guess what you do is you take a quiz, and if you're successful with a quiz, then you're issued a certificate. So we worked it out so that our planning and zoning is available via the YouTube channel for credit, which we hadn't before that. So that's probably the big thing. I think the Tug Hill Local Government Conference has been entirely canceled for 2021 because we'd postponed it from our normal date in the spring, but the way things are going, and given the lead time it takes to put it on, it wasn't looking feasible. So I believe it's been canceled outright at this point. Beyond that, the Tug Hill Commission itself established its meeting calendar for 2021. And the first several meetings of the year are going to be via Zoom. I think it's the March or April meeting is scheduled for Central Square if circumstances allow. And if it doesn't, then we'll just do one more via Zoom. And Tim, you'll be pleased to know that the Tug Hill Commission, at least partly because of the situation that you encountered, is in the process of redesigning its website and making the information available about the commission calendar. And the current commission calendar was updated to reflect the changing meeting schedule because the December meeting, which normally would have been held in Watertown, was a Zoom meeting. So because Tim went to do a Zoom search for a Tug Hill Commission meeting and found it and was on the Tug Hill website because they hadn't updated it. And he went to Williamstown and the meeting wasn't in Williamstown. They were doing it via Zoom. So I passed that on to Tug Hill because they really should keep that up to date. And they're also working on redesigning the Tug Hill website. So hopefully early in 2021, you'll see a new and improved and easier to access Tug Hill Commission website. So I guess those are the major things that are going on right now. The only other thing that's kind of big right now, and it's affecting the town and village boards more so than the planning board, and that is municipalities, since Labor Day, there's been a law signed that municipalities are required to pass a public employer health emergency plan for dealing with situations like what we have now, but not limited to this, because who knows what's around the corner? Who knows what next year or the year after that is going to bring? So basically it's for municipalities to think through the things they need to think through if a health emergency strikes and how they cope with it and how they can be prepared for it. So that's something municipalities are supposed to have done in the first part of 2021. If they've got a union, they're supposed to have a draft plan to the union by early February. And then the plan itself is supposed to be adopted by, I think, April 1st. So that's going to be a big thing on the plate of all our towns and villages in early 2021 is coming up with that plan. Well, there is a template out there for that that's being circulated. And the Tug Hill Commission actually did conduct a very good webinar on it yesterday, which again should be on the Tug Hill YouTube channel if you didn't get a chance to see it yesterday. I would recommend that you see it just if for no other reason than to know what it is that what's expected of your town and village governments and how they deal with the pandemic and future such health emergencies.
Now where is that?
If you go to the Tug Hill YouTube channel, you go to YouTube, and I think if you search on Tug Hill, you come up with the Tug Hill YouTube channel, and it would show all the different recordings that we've done, different training opportunities and events and things like that. So you have www.youtube.com, and then do a search for Tug Hill.
One of the things they mentioned the other night at the board meeting was that there was an event here during one of the snowstorms where one of the towns, all of their operators were out sick.
Yep.
And the surrounding towns had to kind of come together and cover the roads for them. So I guess that's could be what's prompting this thing going forward anyway, to have a plan in place. And another question, Paul, I wanted to ask you is, I got an email, you know, stating that the conference was going to be canceled this year, and a list of programs that were going to be available through Zoom, but they seemed like they were the same ones that were presented this past year. So are they going to be coming up with some new ones for this year?
I think that's what the plan is we had a meeting where we've discussed what some of the upcoming topics are, new topics or different topics that we're working on having a webinar on. So yes, I think you will see some additional topics beyond what we've already done.
I think also through the years that it's been that even though they're repetitive in their titles, they usually come up with some new information or updated information too. I've noticed that. Okay, he's got a Santa's hat on now.
Having a lot of fun there.
So, I understand what you're saying, Dave, but, you know, one of the things that also, and I forget where I signed up with it, whether it was with you, Paul, or not, that you can sign up with Tug Hill to get Tug Hill Times automatically. Yeah. In there the past,
if you go to the Tug Hill website, we've implemented a pop-up that asks if you would like to register to get the Tug Hill Times emailed to you. Because when the pandemic kicked in, we basically went to exclusive electronic distribution of the Tug Hill Times.
Well, what was nice about that is, you know, if I remembered, then I'd go and check and then find out that I missed something because I didn't check earlier. But now with that sending that directly to us, you know, there's no reason to forget. And then you can at least look up and see what's going on. There in that case. Is there anything else? I've got something I got to bring up. And of course, it's the end of the year. And Alex, I believe, questioned me on making sure everybody got their 5 hours. And I believe everybody has. Jim, I'm not even going to talk to you.
About 4 hours? Annual plan? Yeah.
4 hours.
4 hours. 4 hours.
4 hours. Yeah.
But anyway, you know, that can be, I think, a lot of us, I know Tommy, you went to one, and Dave, you went to another one we didn't, and Alex and I went to one earlier in the year. I think it was right in January before all this crap. We went to Watertown, I believe. But anyway, I think pretty much everybody's up to date, and the planning board has been for the past 5 or 6 years.
Yeah, I'm not sure if I got the full 4 hours, but I know you can, like, I also did some GIS surveying requirements, and I can ask the town board to count those credits for it also. Yes,
they can give you credit in lieu of other credits, and they can also waive the requirement if somebody fell short. And if you wind up with more than 4 hours, you can ask that it be rolled forward to the next year. So.
Yeah, I think that's what happened. I know I accumulated 18 hours. I don't have to take another one probably till 2025. But
there you go.
But anyway, it's nice to know that you have the training, and we did have that. You know, the town got to the point where they were wavering, and I know when I got involved and this was a concern of yours too, Alex. There was a couple of people, they just wavered. And, you know, when you went to a meeting to discuss things, they weren't up on the topics. And that's one thing that I've tried to, you know, insist on. Everybody gets at least their minimum hours. And then once you start taking them, you find out there's pretty interesting stuff, and you end up with probably 2 or 3 times as much as you really need. But, you know, it's, and I'm sure this group is the same way. We're going to just keep on continuing. The more we know, the better we can produce some good information for the public.
Usually.
And then the other aspect of that also is the fact that I know in the past, and it started, I think, in Barry Lehman's administration, they gave us a stipend of $10, an incentive, and I really don't know where that was coming from, but that's when they could afford it. And we all turned in our number of meetings and all that. And I know I haven't been doing it the last couple of years, and I know Bruce didn't even do it at all. And I think with the times the way they are and the budgets the way they are, you know, if we didn't want to do this, we wouldn't be here right now. And so it's up to you. If you want to turn your hour or your meetings in, and it is in the town law that they will give you a per diem of $10 per meeting if you so call. But
normally we kept pretty good record, so to speak. But of course, with everything going on, it's been sort of a mess. So we used to submit. I have actually no clue how many things I went to or whatever, and whether I even have the certificate. So. I mean, I couldn't actually prove that I went somewhere or saw something. I don't know. But, you know, so we don't have very good records this year.
Well, I think though, Alex, is the fact that you know we've been going on a steady course here, so I'm assuming you're close there, or if not over. So I don't think we have to worry. We don't have to ask for anybody to bow out of it because of it. So I think we're in pretty good shape. But as far as the town bailing us, or us bailing the town, I should say, that I'm going to leave that up to the individual. If you want to claim it, go ahead. If not, then. But I also know that if you're a day late, you're a dollar short too. So she's pretty efficient when it comes to turning in your times and so on and so forth. I know I didn't even turn in my time for the Board of Assessment Review because I was a week late. And I said, there's no sense in trying this. So it is what it is. So, but anyway, I just wanted to get that out to everybody. But you gotta fill out your sheet and send it. Make sure, what is it, the first Monday after the second Thursday, the fourth Friday or something, you have to have it in by. But whatever it is, you know, that's all right, I guess, if you're elected. But when you're appointed, you can't look forward to the fact that you're not going to get compensated for all the time you put in. But to each his own. So anyway, anybody else have any other information you want to bring up?
I don't think so.
Nothing here.
Any questions? Jim, good to have you aboard.
Yeah, finally.
Well, it's made it convenient. I know that you underwent some surgery this summer and you were kind of reluctant to get involved, and I don't blame you a bit.
Yeah, I had to take it easy for a while.
So everybody's been in that situation. And nobody got a mask on now, Paul? He's just having a ball with that.
I don't know. I gave you a different background. There are probably other options I could implement as well.
What's that again?
I figured since I could give you different backgrounds, I could there are other options that I could explore to implement as well.
Oh, geez.
Tommy, you can't see this, can you?
No, I can see it all. I can see it on my phone. I just don't have my video on.
Oh, okay.
He's not providing video, but he can see the video.
Sorry you had to go through that pain of seeing Paul in different aspects of his life. But
he looked like Green Hornet.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anybody have anything else to bring up?
Nope.
Tommy, you all set? Jim?
Yep, I'm all set. I can, if you want, make the motion to adjourn.
I don't know what that was, but I'm not going to add.
That was not me.
Sounded like Tom.
Tom, are you making that motion?
Text came through at the same time I was probably talking, but no, I will make the motion to adjourn if there's nothing else.
Okay, so moved. The meeting is adjourned. Paul, we'd like to thank you especially for putting this on for us, and I know it was a little short notice, but you know, I said to him, I said, boy, you're pretty excited about this. He said, well, I'd rather be in face-to-face with people, but I can see this is a real close appreciate everything.
Always, always good to have additional ways to get things done. and I think the point has been made. I'll make one additional point to the point that was already made about winter weather, which is certainly a very valid one. There have been times when the municipalities, the towns and villages, there's been one of their board members or maybe their attorney who was inadvertently caught out of town on board night, or they had to be out of town for business. And this gave them a way to be able to participate. So it opens up more options for special circumstances.
Yeah.
Well, there's one thing more that I probably should have brought up before that, but we will be, and we'll have a little bit more information from the attorney and start working on our solar and wind project moratorium too, because that's going to be real important, but nobody's been making any fast moves here for the past couple of months. So, but that should, that will be on our agenda at the January meeting anyway. So let everybody know about it. And when I acquire any information from either Tug Hill or Kathy or whatever, I'm going to send it all on so everybody can view it prior to the meeting. So other than that, okay. Good night, everybody, and thank you very much.
Yep. Good. Have a happy New Year's, everyone, and thank you, Paul.
Yeah.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
See you next year.
Yep.
Yep.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.